Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How fired up are you about your business right now? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to ask you a personal question. Right now, as you're listening to this podcast, how fired up are you about your business? I know it's a personal question, and I know that your response may be different if I asked you this question even a week later. But it's an important question to ask, and one that I'm sure you're asking yourself quite often these days. How do I know that? Because I hear business owners asking themselves that on a regular basis. Actually, in most cases, is not so much posed as a question, but rather as a statement. And the statement is something like, I'm not sure how much longer I want to be doing this. In fact, I heard that very statement from my younger brother just this morning. I was calling to check in, to say hi, and to let him know that we were coming up to the Cleveland area in a couple of months. This brother happens to be a firefighter, but also runs his own window washing business, one that he started shortly before my dad passed away. Scooter, my brother, worked a lot with our dad, and many of Dad's old customers now trust and rely on Scooter just like they did with my dad. In fact, they like him so well that they don't want anyone but him doing their windows. He's just that good. Which sounds great on the surface, but as he looks at the future and someday stepping off the ladder, literally, he's faced with how to get his customers to accept having their windows washed by someone other than him. It's not an unusual problem for a solopreneur, but I do know that it does make someone ask the question, how much longer do I want to be doing this? So my brother and I are going to have some good, meaningful discussions about this when I visit him in a couple of months. But this may not be your issue or your challenge at the moment. It may be that your team members are driving you crazy. The idea of finding, hiring, and keeping great team members is particularly challenging these days, and that's causing many business owners' stress levels to go sky high and causing them to lose their minds and making them question the future of their business. It may be that your industry is falling apart, like many who are in the insurance business, with rates going up faster than inflation and deductibles going up so high it hardly makes having the insurance worth it, and the carriers getting more picky about who they're even going to write a policy for. Many in the insurance business are thinking hard about whether they should stay in the fight. It may be that you've been running your business for well over 20 years, and you're starting to think about that elusive retirement idea. The thought of not waking up on a Monday morning to face yet another week of running the business while you watch many of your peers spending their weekdays on the lake or at a golf club or on a beach somewhere. No matter your situation, we all find ourselves questioning our resolve from time to time. Some days we are fired up, and other days we couldn't light a fire if our life depended on it. So what should you do, and how should you react? The first thing I would suggest is that you should make sure you have a super clear and super compelling vision for your future. At its core, it's biblical. Proverbs 29, verse 18 reads, "Where there's no vision, the people perish." This is true for all of us, whether it's related to our business, our marriage, our children, our country, our neighborhood, our schools, our fitness, or our retirement. It is impossible to wake up every day motivated and ready to fight the good fight if we're not doing it to help us accomplish a bigger goal or dream. I like the way Dr. Nito Cobain of High Point University says it. Vision is a thing of the heart. It's the desire that provides the energy and the will to keep going. Dr. Cobain knows a thing or two about having a vision and the power that a compelling vision can bring. He became HPU's president in 2005 with a vision of transforming a sleepy, small private college into the most respected, most innovative, and most extraordinary God, family, and country-focused private university in the country. Driven by and focused on his compelling vision, Dr. Cobain has literally transformed HPU into what many consider the Harvard of the South. The net assets of the school have grown from $56 million to just shy of $1 billion under his leadership, and the enrollment numbers at HPU have reached record levels, while nationwide overall university enrollment is on the decline. All this being driven and powered by his relentless quest to achieve his extraordinary vision for HPU. So, the number one assignment for you this week is to make sure your vision is still clear, compelling, and inspiring. If it's not, then it's time to sit down, decide what you want the future to look like, and reconstruct your vision. Don't leave this undone. Don't cop out and say you don't have time. Without this, you don't stand a chance. Secondly, I would suggest you find a cause or a mission that lights you up and make it the purpose for your business. By this, I mean make your business the engine that can fuel your investment in or contribution to the cause or mission that you most care about. To be honest, it doesn't matter what the cause or mission is, so long as it means something significant to you. If you grew up in a broken home and you want to fix the homelessness problem in our country, then make that your cause or mission. If you love your pet and you want to save other pets from being without a loving home, make that your cause or mission. If you think this recent heat wave was caused by global warming and you want to do your part, then make that your cause or mission. If you think the schools should be focused more on reading, writing, and arithmetic, then make that your cause or mission. Whatever you choose, whatever you decide, use your business to fund the efforts on behalf of you and your team. Those who hold the same beliefs will want to be on your team. Those who hold the same beliefs will become your customers. Those who hold the same beliefs will want to be your suppliers. When you create the excitement and the alignment of these constituents around a cause or mission that matters to all of them, your business will grow and prosper like never before. And your enthusiasm for your business will grow and grow. I rarely find a business owner who's chosen to support a specific cause or mission to be anything other than fired up about their business and what's possible for them. Once you decide on the cause or mission you'll support with your business, don't be shy in telling others about it. Don't hide your light under a basket. Promote it in your marketing. Post about it on your social media feeds. Take photos and videos of your team actively supporting the cause or working in the mission. Let your cause be what makes your customers want to do business with you, regardless of the price of your products and services. I can assure you that if you create the alignment with your cause and mission, it will become the biggest driver in your growth and your success. So, your second assignment is to make sure you have identified the cause or mission you will support with your business. That's it. Two simple things. Refresh your clear and compelling vision and decide the cause or mission you're going to support. Do these two things, and you'll find yourself totally fired up about the future of your business. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Owning and running a business is difficult. We need the desire that provides the energy and the will to keep going. And this desire comes from doing these two critical things. And thanks for sharing this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. We all have our own unique vision of the future, and we each have our own unique cause that lights us up. Sharing this podcast will only ensure we're collectively making a bigger impact on our society and in our world. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss aligning performance with rewards. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.